go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, back with another great episode this week. Today we're going to have a very short but very sweet and very to the point episode, and it's probably going to make you question a lot of things. Today's question we're going to dive deep into is, have I created myself a business or did I simply make myself a job? Question is probably making you ask yourself, that's an interesting question. Well, to start out on this, let's go through an easy way that you can tell the difference. So, say for example, if you go away and don't work on your business for a month, don't have anything to do with the business, completely unplug yourself from it, something happens, you have to do it, or you choose to do it for a vacation and really say a month. When you come back, are you going to have more money or less money than when you left? Or to say it a different way, is your business going to be moving along just as if you did not leave, or is it going to be in shambles? If you're going to end up with less money when you come back, or if it's going to be in shambles, then you actually don't have a business. What you have right now is a job. Now, to have this job, you may have employees that support you. You may have, you know, a facility. You may have other things. But at the end of the day, if you cannot pull yourself out of your business for a particular length of time or indefinitely, then you don't have a business. You have a job. I know you're probably thinking, Steve, those are harsh words. How can you say something like that about my business? It's more than just a job. Well, if you have to constantly be involved and you can't pick and choose how you want to be involved, then you have a job. You don't have a business. So what does this mean? Well, there's absolutely hope. So the first thing to realize is that if you've built your business in such a way that it's really just a job for yourself, it's not actually a true business, that you do need to make some changes and you need to take a look at some things. So the first thing I would encourage you to do is take and map out all the different things that you do for the business. Put it in little categories, you know, do it on post-it notes, however you want to do it, and just map out all the different things that you do. Now, of these things that you do, make a mark on each one, buy it, highlight it, whatever that is, and of the things that only you know how to do or that you have to be involved in to make them function properly. Now, take a look at all those things. How many of those are highlighted? So here's a problem. If you have a lot of things that are highlighted and you're the only one that knows how to do them, or you're the only one that knows how to do them at a proficient level, you're going to have to be involved in those or things are going to end up badly. So what we need to do is come up with a plan on how you're going to make it so that there's nothing is highlighted anymore. So what does that mean for you? Well, that can mean a number of things. It all depends on exactly how you want to go about it, and there's certainly some options. One of the most popular options to start with is cross-training. So of the things you do, teach other people in your organization how to do them. Give away some responsibility with it. Let them be responsible for particular things. Sure, if you need to want to involve yourself and want to make sure things are going correctly and give them some coaching on it, that's great. But the more things that you can make sure that someone else is proficient at, as well as yourself, is great. Now, in the beginning days of our business, this is irrelevant. I mean, you know, in the first year, maybe two, maybe three, whatever that number is for each person, you know, you're going to be involved in so many parts of the business so deeply. And there's going to be a lot of things that you are the first one and the only one that knows how to do. So how do we change it? So the other thing too is as you grow is if you go back in time and start the business exactly perfect, exactly the way to build it like a business and not like a job. The first thing you would want to do is say, okay, so as I'm doing these things, I'm going to document what I'm doing. I'm going to create processes for everything I do. So as I grow, I can pick parts of responsibility for myself, replace myself, have someone else do those things, and move on to the next thing and on to the next thing and on to the next thing that I can do to enable my business to grow. This probably all seems like a daunting task and very, very overwhelming if you're in that situation. I think we all find that no matter what size of our business, unless we totally built our business with this particular mindset, that there's always going to be areas to improve upon. And there's always going to be things that we can do better, things that we can do more cross-training on, ways in which we can delegate responsibility to make sure that the machine keeps moving, even if I'm not involved. Now, one way we describe this is how much time do you spend working in your business rather than working on your business? So what do I mean by that? So when you're working in your business, you're doing things like the actual work. Like, for example, if you made widgets, if you were a widget manufacturer, you may be working on the line, creating those widgets. You may be boxing the widgets. You may be ordering parts that you put together to make the widgets. Any of those sorts of things that are the direct labor that goes into making your product. Now, if it's a service, it could be going to the actual work with the clients yourself. If you're doing other things such as, say you're an HVAC provider, if you're the one out there in the truck going out to service the clients, yes, you're definitely working in the business and not on the business. Even to the point if you're spending your days contacting vendors and ordering this or ordering that or working on the books or any of those sorts of things, those are all things we would call working in the business. Say, okay, so if I take out all those things, then what's left? What do you mean by this working on the business thing? So working on the business is basically doing the strategy things and doing the sorts of things that you would do to make your business grow or make your business more efficient, basically to make your business better. So, you know, what do those things look like? Well, for example, taking your time and talking with people that may help you further your business. That would definitely be working on the business. Even to some extent of improving the processes. So helping get processes in place, automating things, that would be working on the business and not in the business. Because basically you are doing the high level things that would enable your business to function better. Whether it's the people in your marketing systems, you know, websites, system you use for fulfillment, tracking of customers, customer relationships. Those are another things that are all awesome ways to work on the business, because when you spend time and just talk to some customers, no, I'm not saying that you're the one doing the selling. I'm not saying you're doing anything. Your only purpose in interacting with them is to simply talk to them. And when you're talking to them, what you want to make note of is you want to take and figure out the things. Hey, what are the things my teams did the best? What are the things that they could do better? Hey, does this customer have some recommendations on how we could grow the business? Is there anything we're missing? All those sorts of things are definitely great reasons to just take some time to talk to your customers. So your end game needs to be is, hey, when I'm ready to retire and when I'm ready to get out of this business, whether it's through a sale and an exit that way, or whether it's simply to let the business run and I don't need to be involved in the day-to-day operations of it. If I want to go travel for a month, I'll go travel for a month. And when I come back, things will be running exactly the way they were when I left and will require very little of my interaction. So either of those are an exit strategy. One is just to stop working in the business and just spend your time doing other things, or to be able to sell the business outright. Certainly every bit isn't important when you want to try to sell the business, because if you as the owner are trying to sell the business and you're still doing a good portion of the high level work and there's nobody else can do that work, well, any potential buyer is going to say, well, how do I replace this guy? You know, he hasn't replaced himself. How do I replace it? Therefore, you definitely need to be focused on what your end game looks like and the work you're doing now, how it either contributes to the end game or it doesn't. Totally a lot to think about, and totally every business is so different that there isn't one huge set of overreaching, you know, ideas or concepts or priorities or methodology that I can give you to get you from having a job to having an actual business. But some things that you should think about is that now, dollars wise, revenue doesn't mean anything. I know guys that are running 8-figure jobs. Yes, they have a job. They're making 8 figures a year in sales, but they can't remove themselves. So it's really just a job. It's not a business. If they would quit providing the work that they provide, it would come crumbling down to nothing. So dollar wise and size doesn't matter. What you're doing or not doing does. How you're spending your days or how you have to spend your days. Like I say, the 30-day test is a great way to do it. And there's certainly some others too. But definitely the first step to this whole process is to be aware. All right, where am I at today and where is my business at today? Is it a job or is it a business? Or more than likely, it's somewhere in between. All right, I realize where I'm at. Now that I know where I'm at, where do I want to go to? What is the end result that I want to attain for me? You know, and maybe if you want to work in your business and have it just be a job forever and don't really have any plans of or ever want to exit, maybe just having a job is okay. Maybe it is. For me, it's not, but maybe for you, it is okay. But the key is to be aware where you're at, be aware where you want to go. And then from there, you can implement some things to be able to take steps towards wherever you want to go. Sort of like a map or a GPS is, it needs to know two things. It needs to know where you're at right now, and it needs to know where you want to go. Because if it wasn't for those two things, if you don't have those two things, you can never have a route because you can never know where exactly you're going. So I hope this was beneficial to you. If you have any questions, certainly jump into my DMs. I'd be happy to help you, do whatever I can for you. By all means, feel free to share this podcast. The more folks that listen, the better we can share our message. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Steve Schaubach, your host. This has been the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. Until next week, keep at it.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.